This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Crews have stopped the spread of the fire burning on the grounds of the United States Air Force Academy. That's according to Academy officials. As of early this afternoon, the fire remains 168 acres in size. It's now 75% contained, an increase since just this morning. There are no active evacuation or pre-evacuation orders, although the Academy campus remains closed to the public. The cause of the fire remains under investigation. Colorado's new free school meals program is so popular it's created a budget deficit. Here's CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine.
More children eating the meals and higher inflation than expected have fueled a $24 million shortfall. Some are worried now that two other parts of the ballot measure will be delayed, raising cafeteria workers' wages and giving grants for schools to buy local produce. Al Stone with Valley Roots Food Hub in the San Luis Valley says she knows one producer who's planted $20,000 worth of broccoli for schools.
Because of the shortfall, does that mean he doesn't have that market anymore?
The legislature's Joint Budget Committee will discuss various options on Thursday. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
There's a high risk for avalanches in four mountain areas. That includes the La Plata Mountains, the Southern San Juan Mountains, the Elk Mountains, and the Ragged and West Elk Wilderness area. A two-part storm that brought high winds this morning is also producing bursts of heavy snow. The Colorado Avalanche Information Center says the combination could mean dangerously unstable snowpack. Conditions are expected to improve a bit by tomorrow, but the avalanche risk will still be elevated across most of the high country. This is CPR News.